allowing the mind, the body, the heart to settle in here. Acknowledging any of the clunkiness it took to get here. The extra energy, the momentum. The energy settling into this place. This meditation hall seasoned by over a decade of practice. This land still enlivened by the historical presence of the Amamutsun, the Awaswa speaking Ohlone, the ancient traditions of belonging, interweaving with our intentions, our practice this morning. Settling into this land, this room, this moment. With this acknowledgement, settling into the body, this fathom-long body, relaxing in to the posture, to the felt sense of presence of aliveness. Attuning to any sense of pulsing, tingling, movement within the body. Warmth or cool. Tension or relaxation. Weight or lightness. Feeling into the integrity of your bones. And the exquisite contact of skin with air or cloth. Honoring this body, your lifelong companion. And stretching out, unfolding in the embodied experience of the moment. And in that unfolding, allowing the attention to settle on the felt experience of the body breathing. Movement. Arising of the belly or chest. All of the little micro movements of the inhale and the exhale. Attending to each tiny sensation, the breath coming in at the nose or throat, the gentle flexing of ribcage, diaphragm, belly. And allowing each exhale to be a letting go into greater ease. Noticing on an in-breath, there's an in-breath. On an out-breath, there is an out-breath. Staying in contact with every little detail of the in-breath. And riding the out-breath to a momentary point of stillness at the end of the exhale. Noticing a long in-breath as a long in-breath. A short in-breath as a short in-breath. Any quality of in-breath or out-breath is okay. being with. Coaxing the mind into this moment again and again. Appreciating each moment of awareness. Being gracious with each moment of lostness. And returning, always returning to this, here, now. And in the last few minutes of this meditation, the invitation, if you have not already, is to open up the awareness through the whole body and notice. Notice the difference in the sensations of the body between an in-breath and an out-breath. Perhaps more aliveness, transpiration on the inhale or the exhale. Perhaps allowing the body to settle, let go on the exhale. Noticing all the sensations throughout the whole body with each breath. Welcome to the first full day of your retreat, our retreat. Just want to offer a few instructions on being with the body and breath today. And the invitation is to notice your body as you move through the day. Notice your breathing when you can, especially here in the hall. Also, when you're about, walking about, doing your yogi job in your room, walking period, etc. The Buddha gives the instruction to notice the disposition of the body. So if you're reaching for something, noticing reaching. Grasping, noticing grasping. Letting go, noticing letting go. Knowing that you're walking when you're walking, standing when you're standing. Eating when eating. Etc. So in a light way, the invitation is to notice that when you can and not to worry about it when you can't. Don't get down on yourself. Appreciating each moment of awareness as it arises in the day. And just notice. Notice how the breath and the body can be a barometer for how you're doing, and be a touchstone, an anchor to the present moment. It's like unfolding into a larger home from the virtual reality television screens we carry around between our ears most of the time. So the invitation is to really let yourself settle into that. So each morning, this morning and each morning, if there are announcements, they will happen now. And there are, in fact, announcements. The first one, really the main one, is that we will be offering, the community offers the possibility for an optional affinity sit for people of color. And an optional affinity sit for the LGBTQIA alphabet soup community. And those will happen during sitting periods over here in the walking hall. And the people of color sit, if you wish to go, happens at 1:45 in this walking hall. The alphabet soup sit happens at 3:15 in the walking hall. And we'll have a teacher be there the first time, and if there's enough interest for the sit to continue, they'll explain how it will unfold the rest of the week. Sometimes teachers might be there, sometimes they won't. It's a silent peer sit for those who want it and are identified in these ways. And the other, just to mention, there will in a few days, Thursday evening, be a second COVID test. And if all goes well, at that point, we will unmask if everyone's negative. You don't need to remember that. We will remind you closer to time, but just wanted you to have the arc of how that works. Bob will be offering walking instructions in a few minutes. But, just want to open the floor if there are questions this morning to do with the practice or with settling in, specifically with the practice. Please go ahead and feel free to ask them now. You can raise your hand. Okay. Bob will offer walking instructions to those who want it. To those who don't want it or need it, please feel free to go ahead and exit and go directly to walking meditation. I encourage you to listen. Would you like a microphone?
No, I'll just speak up. Can everyone hear me in the back? Is it okay?
Actually,
just do this. Well, I'm going to...